Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Radio 92.7 WFNZ, 5 o'clockers, what's up? Good to have you. Appreciate you being along for the ride. Kyle Bailey live from atop the Speedway Club at Charlotte Motor Speedway. It's Coke 600 weekend. It is Memorial Day weekend, a weekend that, of course, a lot of us anyway, have an extra day off. We spend time at home with our families, but also a time to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice in our armed services. Please keep those folks in mind this weekend, this holiday season, them and the folks that love them. That's the true spirit of this holiday, and we appreciate you being with us once again. Flounder Pagnotta on site doing some engineering today, also wearing a headset. Smoke Ludwig back in the FNZ studios. We got plenty of things to get to, and the phone lines are rather Garage Door Guru text line wide open and popping, 704-570-9610. Feel free to hit us there. Queen City Steve is telling me about a wreck on I-85 North, and Sam Wilson wants me to give someone a 10-year sentence for being stupid as hell and causing hours of delay. Then says that we should start giving these people that caused these wrecks 5-year prison sentences, and this would never happen in the Carolinas.
Well, I wouldn't work here.
I don't think so. I think you'd have a prison population problem pretty quickly, and I don't think that would stop the wrecks, quite frankly.
What happens to that whole trailer incident yesterday? How long is that prison sentence?
Oh, that's a fair point.
I missed that. What happened?
You didn't see the full home that was being towed down the interstate on the back of an 18-wheeler.
I've seen that before.
Fell off the back.
Oh, it fell off.
Closed all three lanes of 485. They had to have people go onto the shoulder, right between Steel Creek area and West Boulevard.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Joe Bruno tweeted it out.
Oh, my God. Somebody's home. Like, are we talking about like a new buyer? They were like relocating somebody's existing home. Do we know?
I think it's a relocation.
Oh, God, that's
but
brutal.
Still,
that's
I brutal. Really hope it's not. Yeah.
I really hope that everybody, they forgot they got their dog out of there. That'd be great. Assuming they have it. Oh, God, like, that's horrific. That's I've seen that happen. I didn't know that it happened yesterday, though. Steve, that's I don't think the prison sentence thing's going to pan out, Bub. But best of luck to you. Best of luck to you. Let's also talk about this. This was sent to me by a listener about an hour ago, and I listened to it. And I'm baffled. Now, I understand the root causes of some of the anger coming from Scottie Pippen, but this makes no sense. Listen to what Scottie Pippen just said about LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
LeBron will be the greatest statistical guy to ever play the game of basketball. And there's no comparison to him. None. So, does that make him the greatest player to ever play the game? I'll leave that out for debating because I don't believe that there's a great player because our game is a team game and one player can't do it. Like, I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots. And all of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was.
Wow.
Is that it? That's it. Michael Jordan was a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. There's no comparison for LeBron James. Like, what? Is this all about his ex-wife dating Michael Jordan's son? Like, I hate to take it there immediately, but where else do you take it?
I mean, I don't think they got along when they played together a little bit.
But I think some of that was concealed by the fact that it was the 90s. There was no social media.
Right.
You didn't know about, every rift, every argument. You know, you never heard of, like, a Draymond Green punching, Jordan Poole. That stuff didn't get out. We didn't hear about the Kerr thing until years later. I understand all that. But I'm saying, if they disliked each other that intensely, something would have come out back then. I think a lot of what we've seen from Scottie the last couple of years, yes, has something to do with the fact that, his ex-wife is dating
Michael Jordan's son, and the fact that he did not like the way that Michael Jordan's documentary, The 30 for 30, portrayed him and told some of the stories about his playing days. And he has been exceedingly angry about that ever since.
I mean, is it not being proved factual, all the stuff that's being said about him? Like, dude, this is just getting pathetic at this point. Like, come on, man. There's no way you actually believe that. I get it. You could say, man, he did eventually need help.
Sure.
But to say that he was a horrible player?
Come on, bro. What are you talking about?
Are you joking?
Nobody believes that.
Did you see your team without him there, by the way? So what does that say about you? Were you a horrible player without him? Like, so according to that, everybody's a horrible player if they don't have someone great around them, right?
By that logic, yes. I think you're on to something there. Again, you know, when you look at, like, Michael Jordan was an all-star, an NBA all-star, several times before Scottie Pippen showed up. Scottie got to Chicago. I want to make sure I get this right.
88, 89.
Okay, so Michael had been an all-star at least twice, but I think three times before Scottie Pippen ever showed up. Mint Hillbilly said that was AI made to sound like Scottie. Play it again, Smoke. Let's play it one more time for the peanut gallery out there. Let's hear what Scottie has to say so we're at least accurate in what we're saying about it.
LeBron will be the greatest statistical guy to ever play the game of basketball. And there's no comparison to him. None. So, does that make him the greatest player to ever play the game? I'll leave that out for debating, because I don't believe that there's a great player, because our game is a team game, and one player can't do it. Like, I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots. And all of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was.
Michael Jordan was an all-star in 1985, 1986, 1987, 1988, which also happened to be the first year he was the All-Star Game MVP, the best of the best players in the NBA. In 1988. What on earth is Scottie Pippen talking about?
He was also All-NBA second team in 1985. The year before Scottie got there, he was All-NBA first team. It may have been the first year that Scottie was there, or it may have been right before he got there. He was named the NBA Defensive Player of the Year.
Yes.
In 88.
Yes.
So, like,
so
really?
Here's his point.
And also, like, when you got there, everybody started to forget about Michael Jordan. No one forgot about Michael Jordan. They were all talking about Michael Jordan.
Everybody was.
Wow.
And now here's the thing. I think we all as basketball fans understand that, you know, Michael needed Scottie. You know, every guy like Michael, LeBron needed help, Kobe needed help, they've all needed help. You got to have good players around you to not just win championships and to dominate, but Michael Jordan in his first 5 years in the league averaged 28 points per game, 22 points per game, 37 points per game in 86-87.
He's a horrible player.
35 points per game, 32.5 points per game. Like, he shot 50% from the field, 45, 48, 53, 53. Like, I just don't – Scottie is living in his own fantasy world. And maybe fantasy is the wrong word here, because what he's really trying to do is tear down a guy who he's very angry with right now. 704 number says that's the clip of a salty, salty man. Chadillac wants to know what kind of smoke Scottie Pippen's cracking. You know, Texter's also right. TC says Scottie gets a pass. His ex is, well, you know, MJ's son. We get all that. But to say he was a horrible player, bro, we got the internet. People who weren't alive back in 1987 could just look it up and find out. The rest of us just know better. That's a ridiculous thing to say.
Well, and you also have to remember, this isn't the first kind of accusation. Remember, his book had that whole entire thing about calling Phil Jackson a racist in the 93 or 94 playoff series when he didn't draw up the play for Scottie. He drew up the play for Kukoc. If I remember correctly, that's what the whole entire racist thing was for Phil Jackson and Scottie Pippen.
Well, I mean, it was more than that.
Yeah, I knew it was more than that, but I think that was the crux.
That was part of the story. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Oh man, so the texters are just lighting him up right now. Jess's thirsty stalker though says that's not Scottie's voice. It's Ed Ogeron played in slow motion. Now, that's good. Scottie Pippen's a moron. Pippen needs to lay off the meth. Scottie Pippen's going to snap like Will Smith.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Well, let's hope that part doesn't actually happen. 704, MJ sent the sleeper cell with his son. Logo 704 says Michael Jordan can't even respond until he answers questions about the Hornets. He never should respond to this. I mean, I'd love it if he did, but if I'm Michael Jordan, I would never respond to Scotty saying
this
stuff.
Look, man, this ain't Michael Block. He ain't responded to him,
no,
all right?
No, definitely not. Big Cat Dan saying that was pathetic. Scotty just made himself sound worse. MJ doesn't even need to respond to this nonsense. And then says, he sent me a gift, says, "Dear Scotty Pippen, bye for now." I mean, it just, what a pathetic thing to say. Again, we all understand why you're upset. I get it. I wouldn't be thrilled if my ex-wife was, you know, doing whatever grown folks do with my former teammate's son. I wouldn't love it either. I try to be sympathetic about those sorts of things. But holy crap. Cam Tweets thinks, says, Scottie Pippen thinks Alice in Chains is pop country. All right.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, man.
That's well done. That's well done. Couch Coach Kyle, Scottie, he's just mad that he wasn't in the spotlight and never could be. Carolina Dave wants to know if Scottie Pippen went to Lake Norman High School. Don't know. Don't know.
That seems like something preppy would say.
Pretty sure, pretty sure he grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm pretty sure. The guy, that guy who bitches during every game, that's his text name. I didn't give it to him.
Whoa.
I did.
You gave it to him?
Yes, because he bitches during every single Hornets game.
I can't believe he's actually on the text line right now. There's not a game going on,
This is the guy who texts us relentlessly at 10:30 at night during Hornets game.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. Every morning we come in, we have, I mean, just like four or five texts at least of him just, I mean, writing a book complaining about everything.
There you go. All right, so he says, and MJ is mad at Chuck, WTF. Yeah, MJ's mad at Chuck. He probably stays mad at Scotty after this stuff, too. This is crazy. Scottie Pippen said MJ was a horrible player.
You could go after so many things when it comes to MJ, right? You could even say, MJ, not a great human being. Yeah, probably. You're probably right about that. But horrible player? Like, oh, my God. Come on, man.
The one place you can't go after him, you go after him.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's the only area that you really can't get him, although a 704 number here says there is some truth to what Pippen is saying. He was a one-man show until a better team was built around him. He would often take 40-plus shots a game and hit less than 50%. Well, A, I just gave you the stats. He shot better than 50% like four of his first 5 years in the NBA.
But that's not the conversation. The conversation was he a better player before or after Scottie? The conversation is, was he a good player or not?
Well, of course he was. But let's also point out that, and as he told the story, this was true. If you go back and look, you didn't need Michael Jordan in The Last Dance to tell you this, because anybody who followed the NBA knew back then that Chicago Bulls team was horrendous that he got drafted onto.
Yes.
It was a roster full of dudes that were doing cocaine and smoking cigarettes in the locker room before, during, and after games. Like, that, it was, would you pass those guys the ball either? No, I wouldn't if I was MJ. So, I mean, I think a little bit of context and history needs to be added, too. You're saying there's some truth to what Pippen's saying. MJ was a one-man show. Well, as is evidenced by the fact the story was told on the documentary, but also you can just look it up. He had a bunch of bums in that locker room of dudes that weren't fit to be pro basketball players. I wouldn't pass the ball to them either, quite frankly.
No, I wouldn't either. I mean, you're the best player on your team. We've seen other guys around the league that have done this before, and, I mean, they're not going to get this type of criticism, right? So we're just going after it because we got a personal beef? Like, dude, if you've got a personal beef, that's fine. Go after the character of the man or something like that. To go after to say what he said is just like, dude, do you know the audience? Like, of course you're going to get attacked for that.
It's just.
And, yeah, Michael ain't going to respond to that. It ain't even worth it.
No, so, he should never respond to that. He should never respond. 704 number said, I think he was trying to say that MJ was a horrible quote-unquote team player, but I think that's false as well. Look at the bums around it. I just can't believe Scotty had the audacity to say what he said. You can go after him, but to say he was a horrible player, people are just going to laugh at you and walk away when they hear it. 704-570-9610. Hit us up. Cowherd said they were also coked up before MJ. Right, exactly. I wouldn't pass those guys the ball either. Live from the Speedway Club, Sports Radio 92.7 WFNZ.
You're listening to Sports Radio 92.7 WFNZ, the official home of Charlotte FC.
about to unofficially open up another impromptu segment of Stump Smoke. You don't want this smoke, whatever the hell we're calling the segment. I really have no idea, but
I like you don't want this smoke.
I like that one too, right? Couch Coach Kyle just randomly hit me up and he said, KB, can I call in and try to stump smoke again? And I said, yes, you can. So smoke has opened up the phone lines. Feel free to participate in that if you want. 704-570-9610. We are live from the Speedway Club here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. A weekend of what we hope is a lot of racing is ahead of us, but we shall see. There's a lot of cloud cover heading this way. A lot of precipitation heading this way. In fact, there might even be five straight days of rain. When's the last time it rained around here? It's been a long time, it feels like.
Previously it rained, I think, every day for about 3 or 4 months. So I wasn't complaining.
No,
but, it's been a while.
No, it's been a while. Well, because I've been trying to get stuff done around the new place, and when I go home tonight, I've got to finish the deck. And I told my wife when I got home, I was like, I need dinner on the table, honey. I'm going to put all the lights on, and I'm going to be out till late tonight to finish this deck so I don't have to do anything the rest of the weekend, right? And I've been putting it off, and I've been able to get away with that because it hasn't been raining. So I was trying to think of the last time it rained around here. It's been a minute, but we have like five straight days coming up. But more importantly, for the folks here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, it is definitely going to rain all day tomorrow, and it's definitely going to rain most of the day Sunday, it appears, although they are hopeful that there is a 6 to 8 hour window, as Doug Rice told us earlier in the show, 6 to 8 hour window late Sunday that could open up and allow for some racing here. Coke 600 is set to begin at about 6:15 on Sunday. It is the longest race on the track. Longest race on the circuit, rather, 400 miles on this mile-and-a-half roval. And if they can start around 6 on Sunday, if that window opens up, they may be able to get this race in before midnight. We'll have to wait. I think we should anticipate a late night on Sunday here at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Clowner. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if they'll start right at 6. I think it'll probably be something that will get pushed back. But, I mean, we were talking to Doug Rice earlier, you were. I was just sitting here hanging out. And he was telling us, you know, they can drive this track in about an hour, which is insane. I remember being at races when I was younger. It would take them 4 hours to drive the track after a slight rainstorm came through. So the technology is much better. It gives them an opportunity to potentially have the track dry pretty quickly. So we'll see. The other thing is, though, you know, if it rains, they end up getting the track dried, you're going to see some real aggressive racing, I think, throughout. It's not going to be one of those things where, okay, we know we're settling in for 400 miles, I think, or 400 laps. I think it's going to be, hey, we could be racing weather. We need to be aggressive here. So it could make for a great night.
Oh, I think Sunday, if they can find a dry enough stretch to get this race in, I think you're going to see a lot of pent-up aggression out there, a lot of aggressive racing, like you said. We'll talk more with Smoke about that in just a second. But I am told that Couch Coach Kyle is on the phone lines and has come prepared with a stumper for Smoke. Couch Coach Kyle, how are you, sir? I appreciate the phone call.
I'm doing good, KB. Rain or shine, I'm going to be out there topless from the waist up, ready to watch some racing.
Well, I mean, I don't think you couldn't be topless from the bottom down. That'd be something.
Thank you for clarifying.
That'd be something else entirely. Topless is just topless. All right. So, what question do you have for Smoke? What trivia question do you think will stump him?
Bold of you to assume I don't walk around on my hands, but whatever. All right, Nick Goins. What two universities did he attend in college? And what jersey number did he change to?
What? All right, so if we're talking pros, I think he was 36, like in 2002, and he went to 37.
Okay, oh, yeah. We're halfway there.
You got him, yeah.
Half on stump.
Okay, colleges. This is where I'm probably going to
get stumped.
I feel
like this one's unfair, but okay.
Was he Cal?
He's a Panther.
Was he Cal?
Say it again.
Cal.
No, sir.
No, he was not. Think Rust Belt.
Oh, he was Pittsburgh, wasn't he?
One of them.
And?
Oh, Lord. Was it a mid-major?
No.
No, sir.
The.
Was it Ohio State?
KB, don't be giving this man hints. He's already a genius.
Well, no, he already missed. Like, technically, you stumped him in that. Look, I don't know if it's fair to say, hey, Smoke, what two schools did Nick Goins go to? I feel like we've kind of pushed the – some of y'all are just trying to get Smoke, and you're hitting him with stuff, and
He's
I don't know.
He's got a big brain.
He does have a big brain. I agree with you on
that. I think that's fair.
You think it's fair?
We can't make it fair.
Okay.
It's already unfair. If he looks at it, it's memory.
Smoke, do you object to the line of questioning? Are you good with what he did?
I'm fine with it, yeah.
All right.
I got one of the two, so I'm pretty good.
So you're pretty, so I'm pretty good.
Thank you, boys.
All right, thank you, buddy. Couch Coach Kyle checking in. All right. The 36-37 was impressive. That was impressive. Now, we also have, for the second time, Smoke, I don't know if you'd like to address this. This is the second listener who's wanted to point out to you that F1 runs in the rain and NASCAR will not. Do you care to respond? Hello? I don't think we got Smoke. Did he just explode? Did his brain parts explode?
Is he taking a phone call?
He could be taking a phone call. That's absolutely possible right now.
That's very possible.
We're usually in studio together. I'm going to assume that Smoke is taking a phone call right now. 704-570-9610. While we wait, TC asked me about the Scottie Pippen audio that we played. He says, KB, is that the single worst sports take ever made? Well, that's a very appropriate question for us, given that we peddle in sports takes around here. That's what we do. In fact, that is our speciality, one of our very few around here. Is that the single worst sports take ever made? I'm going to say no, because I don't believe that Scottie Pippen actually believes that. I don't think that Scottie truly believes that Michael Jordan was a horrible player. There's no way that a man of sound mind could believe it. So that is nothing but anger, bitterness, salt, sour grapes, however you want to characterize it. No, I do not believe that's – well, I don't think Scottie Pippen actually believes that. I really don't.
I would hope not. And, I mean, yes, that's got to be – I mean, that's got to be way up there, right? Like, there are some really bad ones. I wouldn't say it's the worst, but it's – I mean, it's got to be pretty close to at least top five,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, it's one of the top five worst sports takes of all time. I feel comfortable saying that. By the way, Couch Coach Kyle just texted in to say, I stumped Smoke so hard he can't recover. Smoke, are you back there? Are you answering phone calls? What are you doing? Oh, I don't think he's recovered. He must not be. Either that or he's still taking an abundance.
Can somebody tell us if we're on the air?
I have no idea. I think that's your job as the engineer, but I honestly have no idea.
I mean, yeah, this is amazing.
Did I miss anything?
Oh, there he is. Okay. You're scaring us here, man.
Where have you been?
No, I've had to be taking a couple of phone calls. Some, you know, wanting to stump me, and also some wanting to weigh in on LeBron James, and also you know, having to get ready for the upcoming ticket giveaway we have at the end of the segment.
So do any of these people want to go on the air, or do they all hang up?
No. Two I have. One was something about something that happened earlier today that, info for
you,
the
You didn't answer
center.
My question. Do any of them want to go on the air?
Yes, two of them do, yeah.
Who would that be?
Paul and Charlotte.
Yeah.
As I'm texting you this info right
now. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Oh.
This is why we need the call screener on remote.
Yeah. I just sent
you. There, you did just send it to me.
Sorry
about
that.
I have an idea. Let's go to Paul and Charlotte on line one. Paul, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm fantastic. Hope you all are.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I grew up in upstate New York, and I used to go to Watkins Glen all the time for the old Formula One with my dad. But I've got a NASCAR question for you relating to Watkins Glen.
Okay.
NASCAR, the Cup Series started racing at the Glen in 1986. The race was won by Tim Richmond. But they also raced there many years prior. Can you name who won the prior NASCAR races at Watkins Glen before 1986?
Smoke.
Ooh. Are you talking about when it was the street races?
Nope.
Oh.
This might actually get me here.
Hold on.
And it sucks because Watkins Glen is one of my favorite tracks.
No, I'm pulling up the history of the winners at Watkins Glen so that I can know for sure whether or not you're right or wrong. Go ahead.
Okay, so what is this 60s that we're talking about or 70s?
60s, I believe.
Yeah.
60s. I don't have the info right in front of me, so I'm kind of going by memory.
First one was in 57.
57, 64, 65.
Oh,
I don't think you're getting any of these, bub.
Yeah, they're probably going to be pretty random ones, aren't they?
I mean, you got a Wood Brothers Racing winner, Marvin Panch, 1965.
Was not going to get that one.
Billy Wade, 1964. Bud Moore Engineering.
Well, all these teams make a lot of sense because they're some of the most historic teams in all of motorsports.
He won that thing in a Mercury. Buck Baker won in the inaugural in 1957.
Was not going to get Buck Baker, but it makes sense. That's one of those names that you would probably have to line up and say. So, yeah, Paul and Charlotte got me.
Paul and Charlotte got you. All right, back to the phone lines.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, Paul. Have a great weekend. Buzz Williams is up next. Buzz Williams, how you been?
Been great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What you got for us?
But listen, I got one thing about LeBron and then a question for the man. But if you want to kind of get a glimpse of what LeBron would be like with his son on any NBA team, there are a lot of several videos online of LeBron watching his son play in these high school games or amateur games or whatever. And he's the worst, what do you call it, the mom who always follows the kids, you know.
The helicopter parent?
Mom. Oh, yeah. He goes out onto the court 3 or 4 or 5 times a game and berates the little small amateurish officials and scares the bejesus out of them. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous, man. No, you don't want him around here. But I have a good question for Smoke.
All right.
I'm sure he'll get it because it's even though it's a trivial trivia question, it's very iconic. What was the only university or college to win the basketball, to win the NIT and the NCAA in the same year, same school years?
So within the same school year?
In the same season, same basketball season. The NIT and the NCAA, and they were playing, not the entire time, but for the most of it, they were playing, at the same time. And one school won both championships in the same year.
All right, I didn't even know this, but I'm just going to take a shot in the dark.
I know who it is. Yeah, I just found the answer, yeah.
Is it UCLA?
No, it's not.
No, one that never won another one.
Tell him, Buzz.
And of course, you got to understand, it's in the 40s, and I think it was wartime. And
That makes a little bit more sense with war times. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so if you had a loaded team, if I'm not mistaken, what they did was, if they were playing a game they thought they should win, they would split the team up, you know, and then one to the NCAA, one to the NIT, and win both of them. But it didn't happen.
It was the CCNY Beavers, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's who it was. Buzz
exactly
Williams,
right.
you have a great weekend, sir. It's good to hear from you. Yeah, the CCNY Beavers. Still not entirely
would
sure.
Would have never gotten that.
The City College of New York Beavers. They won the NIT and the NCAA tournament the same year in 1950. I didn't know that until I just looked it up. I didn't have a clue. I had never heard that before.
Boy, Smoke had a rough day.
I feel like
that one. I feel like we can give him a little bit of a pass on that one. That was the most confusing line of questioning I have. I mean, that was unbelievable. I couldn't understand exactly what he was saying until
we got to go to Truman era for that.
You got to go to what?
Truman era for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are some things that you know. There are plenty of things that you know from eras before you were born that you have no business knowing, but. I mean, that was, 47 years before you were born? I don't know a soul who would have known the answer to that question off the top of their head.
My grandma was 4.
Good to know. 704-570-9610. Let's go to Smoke on the headlines.
Who is Smoke? Where is Smoke? Where there's smoke, there's fire. Let's go.
What you got, big fella?
All right, got an update on the ACC baseball tournament pool play right now. Duke currently up on top of Miami 6-4. But, of course, Miami has already gotten their ACC tournament bid and pool play locked up. They'll be playing Wake Forest on Saturday. And Clemson and North Carolina will be playing on semifinal Saturday as well. Then again, it's in Durham. We don't know how Mother Nature is going to play an impact on the ACC baseball tournament through the weekend.
No, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, we're sitting here with a Wake Forest fan who's apparently married to an Arkansas fan, so we're talking a lot of baseball here during the break. But, you know, Wake looks like the best team in the country. They look like the best team in the ACC, and I think they'll carry it through so long as weather doesn't. Baseball's one of those sports where weather can really affect great teams. Weather affects a lot of things when it comes to outdoor sports, but baseball, you can see the best team in the country completely upended, look like a shell of themselves in adverse conditions sometimes. It's weird. What else you got?
Moving over to the NFL, we mentioned earlier how DeAndre Hopkins has been let go by the Arizona Cardinals officially as a free agent instead of getting traded. So the cap casualties, or the cap hit for the Cardinals, they have a dead cap hit. Kyle, you want to guess how much the dead cap hit is?
For Hop?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I could look it up. I'm going to guess 18 mil.
Close, but also not close. 22.6 million.
That's pretty close.
Well, I mean, 4 million is a
close,
lot.
Close, but not close. Yeah, what?
It's close, but it's also not close because 4 million is a lot.
Yeah. Now, you and I are not on the same page.
On the Price is Right, though. You would have won, though. You were under, so you're good.
I would have absolutely won. Thank you. What else you got?
All right, and finally, of course, tonight we have both the ARCA Series and the Truck Series racing tonight. And in case you don't know who's in the ARCA Series, one of the championship contenders is Frankie Muniz. And, yes, that's a real sentence. Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle, or if you're an Agent Cody Banks fan, he is going to be racing tonight. And the Truck Series is also happening tonight. Also, if the Xfinity Series actually starts tomorrow, we now know who's on the pole. It is a mainstay in the series. Justin Allgaier is the pole sitter for tomorrow's race. You got Ty Gibbs in there as well. And it's going to be an interesting race if it happens. But that's a humongous if, Kyle.
Yep, it is. Justin Allgaier, by the way, a dead ringer for Pat McAfee. Good for him.
By the way, just want to let you know that update was brought to you by Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet. All NASCAR updates on the station are brought to you by Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet off Highway 16 in Newton.
We all good on tickets?
Got one more pair to give away.
That's what I thought. Hey, 704-570-9610. Third caller gets a pair of tickets to the Coke 600 on Sunday. 704-570-9610. Come get them. We'll come back and wrap up the show. Sports Radio, 92.7 WFNZ.
WFNZ, the official home of Charlotte FC.
Somebody just texted in and said, stop offering tickets if you guys don't answer the phone. Call quicker, buddy. That's how that works. Smoke, who'd you give them to this time? Somebody want them.
The guy with a very nice name, Evan Booth.
Booth?
The tickets. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to call that guy out. Stop offering tickets if you guys don't answer the phone. What do you think happened, Bub? Stop and think for a second. They got given away.
I don't want to hear phone ringings for the next 20 minutes. Thank you very much.
I know. That's what happens. Smoke gets the third caller, then he turns the phone lines off. Otherwise, they'd be ringing in his face nonstop while he talks to the actual winner. Come on. 704-570-9610. We do appreciate everybody calling and texting, though, and trying to win the tickets. If you didn't win them, maybe best of luck next time. They got a race here next year, I hear. They'll do this again.
Or later this year.
Or that's also true, later this year. It's the Bank of America 500, right, Smoke?
Bank of America Roval 400.
I'm just kidding. I was talking about
Can't stump him on that one, Kyle.
Bank of America has been the title sponsor for that race since 2006.
Oh, man, that's funny. That's funny. This guy's claiming he was spot on. Anyways, have a good weekend. Well, you weren't that spot on. You didn't win the tickets. Man, congratulations to Evan, and not that guy. All right, wrapping up the show here. Had a good time. We had a lot of fun today. Although it's been a minute since we talked about the DeAndre Hopkins thing. DeAndre Hopkins was released by the Arizona Cardinals earlier today. Smoke, you got that audio you played for us early in the show so we could put this all to rest?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. So DeAndre Hopkins, there was admittedly some conversation about D-Hop, in the weeks leading up to the draft. Would he be worth a third? Would you give up a second for him if you were the Panthers? Some said yes. Some said no. Some said depending upon who the quarterback is, blah, blah, blah. And it was all of it was valid and legitimate, but now he's been released. You wouldn't have to trade for him, which, is ideal for a team that might want his services and are inquiring about his services. But Smoke brought back a clip of D-Hop on a podcast. Which podcast was this again, Smoke?
This is the I Am Athlete podcast.
Brandon
Marshall.
With Brandon Marshall. Here's D-Hop, not that recently, but not that long ago, kind of putting this all to rest.
Scott.
Any of these young rookie quarterbacks stand out to you? Do you want to catch a ball from a young player? Are you past that point in your career? Like, some guys out there.
Yeah, I'm past that point in my career, but I heard that the quarterback we got from Houston is pretty good. I like him. My grandfather was sending me his highlights on YouTube.
There you go. He's not playing with a rookie quarterback. It's not going to happen.
So he complimented Clayton Tune, by the way,
yeah,
on the way out there. Very nice. I don't really get it, though. Like, if you've got an opportunity to succeed and play at a high level, who cares if the dude's a rookie? Like, I mean, I guess he can be relatively picky at this point, but yeah, I don't know. Like, some of the spots, I mean, we have a guy out here that was suggesting to us, like, Baltimore. Like, Baltimore's, come on, that's not on the table. They are loaded up. They've spent a lot of money already this offseason. That's the other thing that people got to realize is that cap-wise, who has enough space to bring him in? We know the Panthers have enough space. They got $27 million in cap room. So they've got a lot available to them. I mean, they may present you with an opportunity. You can make the playoffs here if you come here with what they already have in place.
Oh, yeah.
That's a playoff team,
well,
right?
You could sign a two-year, if you were him, you could sign a two-year deal. And I think you probably come here knowing, hey, it's a rookie. We're probably not going to win the Super Bowl this year. But in this division, we can make the playoffs. And in year two, we think we might be able to make a run at a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean,
We talked about this yesterday. There are some people that think that, you know, it's outrageous to believe that Bryce Young could do it in year two. Well, Joe Burrow did. Like, he didn't win it, but he got to the Super Bowl in year two. So, you know, Bryce Young with the right cast could absolutely get there in year two.
Plus, you're in the NFC, man. Like, yeah. Have you taken a look around this conference? Who are the great teams? Who are the staying powers that we know are going to be here for a long time? What, Philly? Which, I mean, with them, I mean, I'm not saying it's 1 year, but they had a lot of turnover this offseason. We know San Francisco is going to be really good, but outside of that, who you guaranteeing me is going to be great for a long time? I don't see that. And the Panthers, they are a team that's in position to capitalize. So for him, I would suggest taking a legitimate look at the Panthers.
I think so, too. Freddie Ray, by the way, last word of the day, saying the salary cap isn't real. Well, there's reason to believe that's true. There is reason to believe that you are, in fact, right about that, Freddie Ray. But we'll have to leave that conversation on the table for another day. That's going to wrap it up for us here live from the Speedway Club, high atop Charlotte Motor Speedway. The action continues tonight into tomorrow, we think. There's rain coming. Sunday, they might get the Cup Series race in. I don't have much faith they're going to get this Xfinity Series race in until Monday. I got to be honest with you.
I love Monday racing.
Which is a problem because, Kyle, you know what they're racing at on Saturday in the Xfinity Series.
Where?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, that's a problem. Yeah.
Woo!
Those haulers probably need to hit the road for Portland on Monday.
Those poor hauler drivers. They better be paying them extra.
Yeah, the haulers need to hit the road on Monday. So I don't know how they're going to make all that happen. But, look, we appreciate everybody out there listening. Memorial Day weekend is upon us. And, again, as you've likely been told by many others, but I'll say it as well, remember the reason for the holiday. Remember those that were lost making the ultimate sacrifice for this great country of ours. And remember those who lost loved ones who did just that. We'll be doing the same here on this Memorial Day weekend. For all of us here at WFNZ, thank you for all of you do out there in our armed services. And if you're out there missing somebody this holiday weekend, we're thinking of you. For Smoke Ludwig, Anthony Flounder Pagnotta, I'm Kyle Bailey. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the racing. This is Sports Radio 92.7 WFNZ.
You're going to be dead in 100 years anyway. Live dangerously.